Here we go. Woo.
Back again.
Back again. Happy Autism Awareness Month.
So cool. We have t-shirts at TTM people to go check out. Mm-hmm.
Use the promo code AUTISM40 to receive 40% off. I love TTM clothes. I got a new shirt the other day. It's the camo one. Mm-hmm. Softest material I've ever had on my body.
Yes. Our stuff is the best.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
You're wearing it every day.
No, that's the thing. People are like, do they wear anything besides TTM? I'm like, no. Because once you wear TTM, you don't want to wear anything else because it's not as comfortable.
Yeah.
So.
Also featured on Teen Mom. I love seeing TTM on Teen Mom.
Oh, it's on there every episode.
I know, because it's all you wear. So good. All right, let's get into this week's case. This one's a really interesting one. We are talking about Rhonda Bishop, who is 49, and Brenda Duke. She is 47. They are a married couple, and they live right outside of Memphis. It's like northeast of Memphis in a suburb. But they lived in a really rural place.
I hate that word.
I do too.
Rural.
I
don't know. You have to say it like super fast.
I was hoping you were going to take this first paragraph, so I wouldn't have to say it, but... Things don't always work out.
And then I saw rural and I was like, nope.
That one. So they lived on Matthews Road in Millington, Tennessee. The couple parented one child together. They had one child. And they both worked together at KFC. I love KFC.
KFC is good. Their chicken pot pie is fire.
Their mashed potatoes, their mac. I mean, when I got my wisdom teeth out, I
lived all about on the mashed potatoes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so good.
Yes.
They work together at KFC. They love to hang out with their friends and their family. They like to have a good time. Just a normal couple with the kid enjoying life. Rhonda was actually a breast cancer survivor.
Okay.
So she had been through hell and back, and she was in remission. They also loved Halloween. I was like, those are our kind of girls. Yes. They love to dress up and have fun.
Halloween's the best.
Halloween's definitely my favorite holiday. They seemed like just a happy-go-lucky couple raising a child and enjoying their lives together.
Yay for Halloween.
I love
They Halloween. Do sound like our kind of people. KFC, Halloween, living
love,
life.
Yeah, love to hanging out, being Let's parents go. And partners. And
well, on June 6th, which was a Monday, 2016, when Rhonda's mom... hadn't heard from her over the weekend. She stopped by Rhonda and Brenda's home. Luckily, the couple's daughter was with another parent because Rhonda's mom found the bodies of her daughter and her daughter's partner, Brenda. Both had been shot in the head and left for dead. Police investigating the scene noticed no forced entry, and which, you know, means that somebody they knew or like somehow made their way in by them letting them in.
Mm-hmm.
But oddly, the bathroom looked like it had been rummaged through. So it was like the only part of the house that looked like chaos had happened.
Yeah, like disturbed.
Yeah, which was weird because if there's no forced entry, you would think it's someone they know. They came there to kill them. That's it. If the bathroom is rummaged through, you would think there would be other places that were kind of messy or like rummaged through and or that there would have been forced entry because mm-hmm. then it's like maybe robbery.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is weird.
I know, right? They were scratching their heads for a minute.
I'm sure.
Michael Cullum, who is 46, was arrested for these crimes and his story is crazy.
Crazy. It is crazy.
He was a neighbor. He lived across the street, but this is rural mm-hmm. across the street. Like,
down the road.
Down the road across the
yeah.
street. And he lived in a little apartment complex that was there, and they lived in a house. So they knew each other. He was a neighbor. He eventually admitted to his wife that he killed Brenda, and he killed Rhonda after hanging out at their house one night. Like, they're just hanging out, and he shot him. He shot them. He ran home after he shot them and returned to their house after no one called the police because no one heard it because it's so out in the middle of nowhere.
So he went back?
He went back to the scene, went through the bathroom to find painkillers. So.
Wow.
Painkillers. He took the drugs and then returned home, leaving Rhonda's poor mom to find her. Now, this was really interesting in doing research for this case because just a month after the murders of Rhonda and Brenda in June of 2016, in July of 2016, Michael Cullum and an accomplice shot and killed a father and daughter in Millington. 66-year-old Robert Bailey and his 41-year-old daughter Tammy Bailey were shot in their home on Glen Springs Road. They were found when someone called the fire department reporting smoke coming from the Bailey home. Authorities found the bodies and someone had attempted to set the house on fire, but it didn't go very far because people are idiots.
Right. Michael Cullum was arrested and charged or sentenced to life without the possibility of parole for all four counts of murder. He chose the Alford plea, which allows a defendant to plead guilty and accept a plea bargain even if they claim they are innocent.
It's a way of, like, taking responsibility without, like, verbally having to take
right.
It's like,
which is
chicken.
I wonder sometimes why that's offered.
I know, right?
Cullum has a lengthy arrest history, including nearly a dozen arrests in Shelby County. Charges against him have included burglary, theft, robbery, arson, forgery, and aggravated assault, and obviously now four counts of murder. Yo.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't find much information on him, but I would love to know his background.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Yeah, how do you end up here, man?
Yeah.
And
why? Like.
Well, and I mean, I'm not trying to, like, pass judgment or anything, but how is he married?
I don't know.
You know, like, what is
appealing about him?
Or yeah, but also, like, I'm really not trying to be ugly, but, like, what's wrong with her?
Yeah.
Like, really? Really?
I actually Facebook messaged a guy in Tennessee with the name Michael Cullum Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard back from him, but hopefully I will, because what if that's his son?
Okay, but also, like, why would someone name somebody after that monster?
But if he had already had the baby, like, before, I mean, he's probably been a monster the whole time. But
yeah,
the fact that all of this came, all four murders happened in 2016 within a month of each other.
He could also just be so narcissistic and egotistical that, like, he required that his son be named after him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, there are some people out there like that.
Not all of them are murderers, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope not.
All
juniors. Oh my gosh. That would be kind of bad.
That would be bad.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting one.
Yeah, we need, if anyone knows anything about this Cullum character, let us know, because I want to dig into that.
Yeah, for sure. Because I could
wonder what prison he's in.
I don't know, but he's still there.
We should go visit and talk to him.
Yeah.
That would be.
Like, what happened?
Mm-hmm. What happened to you?
What happened to you?
Mm-hmm. Or were you born this way?
Mm-hmm. Well, last week's case, we got a lot of pages, a lot of new followers, because a lot of justice for when it comes to the question of should teenagers be put in jail life without parole. So a lot of people are fighting for some of these people. So go follow those pages.
And, yeah.
Because that just gives us more information about like who these people were.
That is still one of those things. I feel like it's a never ending waiver for me. Because to me, it's very case by case, but I feel like this is one of those things where I want to learn more because I almost want something to change my mind on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like right there on the edge, and I like am waiting for that one thing that's gonna like put me completely over on the other side. And maybe I won't ever get there, but because I'm against it, but I feel like there are certain circumstances, but I also feel like there's an argument to be had that I truly do like 100% side with, is that like maybe sometimes prisons aren't the answer, you know, like hospitals, mental health facilities, like maybe that is more of a realistic answer than putting a kid who did a very, very bad thing in a cell for the rest of their life. Yeah, in you know? The system.
There has to be, you always say this, we all have to do better.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to kids as adults, we have mm-hmm. to do better.
Not just our kids.
No,
young all kids. People in general, mm-hmm. as adults, we have to do better of yeah. taking care of them and looking out for them, protecting them, guiding them. Like, we have to do better.
Yeah.
Have to. Because, I mean, I would love if expired lasted forever, but it's so sad knowing what some of these people have gone through their whole lives, and then we wonder why they lose their mind and mm-hmm. hurt people and do things they shouldn't do. Yeah. And it's like, they've never known anything else.
Yeah, it's just normal.
But we expect them to be loving and kind mm-hmm. and gentle, you yeah. know, it's like,
obviously not.
That's, right.
They don't even know what that is.
Exactly. They've never had it shut. No one ever cared about them.
Yeah.
Mm.
So sad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next week's case is really, really cool because it's the drive-thru murder.
Yeah. I've been excited about this one.
Yeah.
Also, we're kind of getting to that point where, like, we really need y'all to send us cases that you want us to cover or look into or even put on the podcast, because we're kind of at the end of our
list.
We usually make like a big long case list and we're getting close to the end, so we need your help.
Yes. So make sure you are liking, reviewing our podcast wherever you're listening, you know. Tell us what we did right, what we did wrong, if we've improved, if you liked it.
Yeah.
Make sure you're commenting what case you want to see next.
Yep.
New episodes are out every Monday. You can watch at 3:00 Eastern Standard Time on Mondays on YouTube. And then it's released everywhere at 6 p.m. wherever you download podcasts. Mm-hmm. Follow us at Expired Podcast, at Expired Podcast Chat, at Expired Podcast.
423. Yeah, make sure you are liking, reviewing, commenting. We love your feedback. But if you're going to be an asshole, please be a funny one.
And I forgot my line again. What is it?
Don't do math.
No, I changed it last week. Oh. Remember? Don't do drugs. Be good to others. Be nice yeah, to people.
Take care of each other.
Yes, take care of each other.
All right, that's
this,
it.
This is the Expired Podcast.
Bye. We'll be right back.